Back now to our top story. President Bush took his case against Iraq to the United Nations today. Speaking to the full General Assembly, Mr. Bush called on the world to confront the dangers posed by Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein or stand aside while the U.S. acts. But the president also signaled a willingness to work through the U.N. for the time being. That's welcome news to many in the international community, as well as to many lawmakers here in Washington, where Congress will resume hearings on Iraq in the coming weeks. We turn for reaction to two members of the House who've been vocal in calling for the U.S. to work with the U.N. First, Republican Henry Hyde of Illinois. Hyde is chairman of the House International Relations Committee. He says the president gave an impressive speech today.
He made a strong case and made it forcefully, and I think building on the support that was already there, his speech accomplished everything he wanted it to.
But did it accomplish what you think needs to happen in terms of international consensus or in any way making an argument that imminent action be taken?
I think it did. What he accomplished was to put the focus on the UN and to say, listen, your credibility is at stake. Some 16 resolutions that have been adopted by the Security Council have been flaunted, shredded by this gangster, international gangster. Your honor really has been trampled, and he very shrewdly made the point that the UN has to be vindicated here or the whole thing is an empty shell.
So in other words, broken agreements or agreements not honored in any event are enough reason for you, never mind what we do or don't know about weapons of mass destruction procurement.
No, I wouldn't say that. But I would say that one aspect of this controversy is to mobilize some allies. Right now, we're pretty slender. We have Great Britain, but we need more. After all, Desert Storm, there were about 13 countries that supported us. So we need to do that. And I think this speech was a move in that direction.
The president has mentioned that he may come to Congress for a vote before it adjourns for the autumn recess. Do you expect to give him authorization?
I do expect him to get authorization. There is a serious question as to when the vote should occur because of the election. You can argue two ways. You can argue having the vote after the election has a lame duck Congress having an important vote on an important issue, which is not very desirable. On the other hand, how do you avoid politics if you vote before the election?
Well, speaking of politics and the electorate, as chairman of the House International Relations Committee, do you feel that there has been enough discussion amongst the American people in preparation for what might amount to a war, whether that involves mass casualties or military preparedness or the aftermath of an invasion in Iraq?
No, I think there has to be a lot more debate and discussion. There are a lot of questions that have to be addressed. You've raised a couple of them. How much is this going to cost? What's the impact on the world economy? What about after the war? What about if Saddam Hussein is deposed? Who is going to take over? What kind of a government will succeed his government? These things deserve full discussion, and I think after we have some hearings, we'll be ready.
Republican Henry Hyde of Illinois. We also called Democrat Nancy Pelosi of California for her reaction to today's speech by the president. She's the House Minority Whip.
First, I commend the president for taking his case about Iraq to the United Nations. I know that some may hear it as an ultimatum. I prefer to hear it as a proposal for avoiding conflict. The president was unequivocal, however, that if the UN did not insist that Iraq live up to the UN resolutions, that we were fully prepared to use force. I hope that doesn't become necessary. But we wanted the president to exhaust every diplomatic remedy, and this is an important step to that end.
We just heard Congressman Hyde say that he'd be prepared to vote in favor of action in Iraq before Congress recesses in autumn. Would you agree? Would you also be prepared to vote affirmatively?
It would depend on what the resolution is. If the resolution is to give the president the authority, as we gave President Clinton, to make strikes in Afghanistan and the Sudan at specific targets, that might be something that would be advisable. If it is to commit 250,000 troops on the ground for an indeterminate length of time for a ground war without a prospect of a political option if there is regime change, at the expense of our war on terrorism, then I would not. So there may be a resolution that we can all get behind, and I think we should try to find our common ground. I think that by going in to Iraq, we show our power. By not going in, we may be showing our strength that we can resolve this issue without putting our young people in harm's way.
So in other words, an endorsement for you would have to be qualified. It would not be a blanket endorsement that the Bush administration could take action as far as it thought it ought to.
Well, let me say it another way. It's my view that the cause for war that the president has presented, that the Iraqis have a nuclear capability to strike the United States, is not real. We have not seen the evidence for that. The administration may have it, and upon seeing it, people may have a different view. But right now, the cause of war that is being put forth simply is not documented.
This vote could come within a couple of weeks. Do you think that the American public has been adequately prepared for the consequences of a war with Iraq?
I don't think so. We don't know what the consequences are because we don't know what form that war will take. And we have all said to the president, in order to build consensus in our country for a course of action, the American people have to know at what cost. At what cost in terms of human lives of our young people, at what cost in terms of dollars, especially if we go it alone, it could cost tens of billions of dollars, at what cost in the war against terrorism, and at what cost in terms of the length of an occupation of Iraq that may be necessary if indeed Saddam Hussein is toppled.
Well, how will those arguments be raised with any force by the Congress if an endorsement of action comes before your ability to address those questions?
One would hope that we would have the ability to have access to the best possible intelligence and information and the time to debate those issues before we would have to take a vote. But let me say this, Saddam Hussein should take no comfort in the fact that we are debating how we will go about making the world a safer place. It's not a question of if, it's just a question of how.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Representative Nancy Pelosi of California speaking to us from Capitol Hill.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Tapes and transcripts are available. Call anytime, 877-NPR-TEXT, or go to our website, npr.org. You can also hear any story from today's show or previous shows online at npr.org. Just click on Archives.